All right, so I have a new dog, and I was thinking about this the other day. Before I built the fence and enclosed our backyard, you know, we were training our puppy, and just probably I've realized one of the most embarrassing things that can happen as an adult is when you don't have control over your own dog.
Sure.
And you know, look. He's a puppy. He's learning. He's not going to hurt a fly. He's just really excited to see anyone. So just the other day before, like I said, we had our back fence all built and fenced in. I'm out in the backyard. The dog I thought was right up next to me. And I was one of those things where I was like, typically we'll put him on like a little lead when we take him out in the backyard, but I didn't want to do that. I was like, it's early in the morning. There's not going to be anybody out. And sure enough, I look over and someone's walking their dog, and I look down and my dog's not there, and he's running over to say, hey.
Yep.
And I'm like, stop. Nope. And then I'm trying to like tell the person that's walking, like, hey, he's okay.
He's like, sorry.
And like, oh, it's so embarrassing.
And then they're mad, right? Did they get a little huffy?
Well, it's just, you know, the dog startles them and
yes.
and their dog. And so it's just
the,
a
their
thing.
Dog gets agitated.
Yes.
And is like, what's up?
Yeah, it's just a thing.
Yeah. No, that happens a lot. Like, we have to look both ways down the street to see if anyone looks like they're coming from like a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
And then let the girls out because, yes, they will go greet walkers, dog walkers, anybody. They want to go sniff some butts, say hello. And not everyone, you think that everyone wants to see your precious, precious little pug princesses. Not everybody
That's
does.
That's not the case.
Shockingly, not everybody does.
Right. And then I saw the average person has 84 of these minor embarrassing things happen to them every single year. 84. And
wow.
I was like, wow, okay. Like some of the biggest ones were laundry mistakes, like shrinking stuff, turning it into a different color, having to admit it, you know. Like,
but then are we wearing it out and that's how we're having to admit it?
Well, maybe that is your partner's or it's your kids,
okay.
And you're just like, you know, you kind of got to go and explain it to them what happened. Saying hi to someone you thought you knew, but it was a total stranger.
Yeah.
Or one of the things that I always thought was embarrassing was when you thought someone was looking at you and going, hey, and like raising their hands. And so you're
yep,
like,
and you're waving back. Hey,
and you're like, hey. And then
I don't
you
know
see
you.
The person behind you going, hey, and
hey,
walk past you. And you're like, oh, yeah,
you were
talking to them. Not me. Trying to unlock your car and then realizing that's not your car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Or just simply wandering around the parking lot. Not remembering where you parked?
Minor embarrassing things. Now, Becca, this could have been really embarrassing.
This actually happened to me for real. At the gas station where you're pumping your gas. I don't even know what I was thinking. But yeah, I got in my car and I started driving off while it was still attached.
No.
And luckily, the person at the pump next to me like threw their hands in the air and caught it before complete disaster.
Oh my gosh!
This tops the charts for the most embarrassing thing as an adult I have had to live through. And
yeah.
It is not funny like it is on the show.
Like it is on the show.
Oh, okay, yeah, got it.
Thank you for that. Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow. Well, that's why they are built to disconnect if that happens, because that's happened many times before.
Well, just a couple weeks ago, I had the secondary embarrassment for this car that I saw drive into a ditch when they were trying to park.
Oh no.
And it was one of those things where I had avoided this ditch when I was trying to look for a parking spot, and it was kind of out in a park area, and so it wasn't paved parking spots. And so I like avoided it. And then we park and we get out and we go over and we see this car. We're like, no. And they're like,
oh.
It's like one of those things where you're like, oh.
And then
man.
Do you immediately like pretend like you didn't
yep.
see it and
yep.
just go
yep.
about your business so that they don't feel mortified?
Yes,
that you
exactly. Of
their
course.
Bad choice. Yeah.
Of course, that's what you do.
Yes, that's the courteous thing to do.
Ignore
them. Try not to help.
Got a message. Oh, my gosh. Got a message from a listener when I went to London on a school trip, I walked around for over an hour getting out of the train with my skirt tucked up into my backpack, and my bum was right there on show.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
She said what made it worse was the back of my underwear had OMG in hot pink capital letters. That's funny.
Oh, Justin opened the car door, started to get in. Not my car. Guy in the seat was startled.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, that is. or when you think, you know, you've ordered an Uber, and yep. and it's like your Uber's on the way, and you see a car pull up, and you're like, oh, here it is.
Must be it.
And it's not it.
Not an Uber.
Not it. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Tracy says, I have a 120-pound Rottweiler, so when she wants to go sniff a butt, she takes off to go sniff said butt, taking me with her. There's nothing I can do about it.
Another listener messaged us. I had a great day at the water park the other day. Toward the afternoon, a woman comes up to me and whispers in my ear that I have a problem with my swimsuit. I reached behind, noticed a huge gap. Apparently, the fabric was torn right in the middle, and you could see my white, untanned butt crack.
No!
Oh, my gosh. How embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh. Thank goodness that person told you.
Then there's Todd. Oh, no. I was at a friend's party. Super drunk.
No.
Ran up to a group of people and said, watch this. Then I proceeded to run and dive into a bounce house only for the Velcro-lined entrance to grab my sweats and boxers and pull them down to my ankles.
Oh, my gosh!
I'll never forget the looks of horror on their faces when I laid there on my back with my legs in the air showing off all my goodies.
Oh, wow! Oh, my gosh! Pissed by the bounce house.
Here, watch this.
Oh, no. What I wanted you to watch.
No! Oh, that's funny. Good stories there. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning.